In his briefing to the Security Council, Martin Kobler said that all relevant parties in the Democratic Republic of the Congo are responsible for an environment conducive to holding free, fair, credible, inclusive, transparent, and peaceful elections. He said that there should be free and constructive debate, freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, and freedom of movement for all candidates, including members of civil society.
I'm concerned about the arrest of several dozen civil society actors the other day. Political space for civil society is a prerequisite for credible elections.
The top UN envoy in the DR Congo said the UN mission in the country is determined to support peaceful elections within the framework of the constitution.
As demonstrations in Kinshasa, Bukavu, Goma, and Lubumbashi in January 2015 have shown, the people of Congo care about the holding of timely elections. They will be a pivotal moment in the history of the Congo. MONUSCO is ready to support the elections if so requested, logistically, technically, and with its good offices.
Regarding the overall situation in the country, Mr. Kobler said the DR Congo is in a better situation today than it was when the UN mission was deployed 15 years ago.
When MONUC arrived, the country was at civil war. Today, the country is unified. There is a clear, shared, and celebrated Congolese identity.
However, Mr. Kobler pointed out that rebel armed groups continue to cause insecurity in the eastern part of the country. The special envoy of the Secretary General for the Great Lakes region of Africa, Said Djinid, expressed a similar view.
The DRC and the Great Lakes region have made considerable progress in overcoming the tragedies of the past, but they have yet to achieve irreversible progress for lasting peace.
Mr. Djinid said that in the weeks ahead, he will consult with the leadership of the African Union and others on the best ways to improve structures that have been created to promote peace in the region. Derek Mbata, United Nations.